CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the script on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 24th of September 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main headlines. IARU honours Colin, G3PSM. Book for convention build-a-thon, 4-metre NOV procedure streamlined. We're delighted to announce that RSGB past President Colin Thomas, G3PSM, has been given the prestigious Roy Stevens G2BVN Memorial Award by IARU Region 1. It's particularly appropriate given that Roy was Colin's mentor in his international work. Colin retires as chairman of the External Relations Committee this year after a period of exemplary service to amateur radio, and in particular to the International Amateur Radio Union in Region 1. You can read the full story at tinyurl.com, gb2rs-0924alpha. Over the last few years, the RSGB convention has included a build-a-thon, where attendees build a kit with help from mentors from the Bath build-a-thon crew. This year, the kit will be an Arduino-based Morse tutor supplied by Kangad UK. The tutor is ideal for those learning Morse code or looking to improve their receive speed. It also makes an ideal intermediate assessment project. All necessary tools and test equipment will be provided, and the Bath team will be there to assist. This year's build-a-thon at the RSGB convention takes place on the 14th of October in Milton Keynes. Build-a-thon places cost no more than the kit, which is just under £40. Places can be booked online via the RSGB shop convention booking office. Any further details, please contact Steve Hartley at G0FUW via email to g0fuw@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB is pleased to announce that a more streamlined process is now available for digital experiments in the 70.5 to 71.5 MHz range. Amateurs who successfully apply via the Ofcom special research permit process are now able to confirm their details and download their notice of variation from the RSGB website in a similar manner to the 146147 megs NOVs. Further details, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0924bbravo. A video created by the RSGB was used by Don Beattie, president of IARU Region 1 at the IARU conference in Landshut, to spark discussion about the future of amateur radio. Filmed at YOTA 2017, five young radio amateurs from different countries explain what they think the future of amateur radio should look like. They're optimistic, enthusiastic and knowledgeable. Have a look at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0924c to see the video he showed. The GB2RS team news team for Region 8, which is Northern Ireland, is appealing for new readers. You need to hold a full licence and be an RSGB member. For DMR broadcasts, you'll need to be able to access one of the TG8S2 enabled repeaters. Currently GB7LY, GB7UL, GB7HB or GB3OM. If you're interested or want to know more, please contact RSGB Regional Manager Philip Hosey, MI0MSO, via email rm8@rsgb.org.uk or call him directly 07849025760. DXCC card checking will be available at the National Hamfest on the 29th and 30th of September at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showgrounds, situated on the UK 6-metre group stand. They can also check your documents for your logbook of the world, so bring your licence and original photo ID, such as photo driving licence or passport with the same name on both. These documents don't have to be sent to the USA. If you plan to bring a lot of cards, more than 25 that is, please drop them off as soon as you arrive. Please note the paper application forms are no longer used. You must use the online tool to make your application and bring the resulting printout with the cards. The RSGB annual construction competition is open for entries. The aim of the competition is to encourage home construction, experimentation, design and innovation. The competition can be entered by individual members or groups of members, where the build team will be treated as a single entrant. The closing date is the end of September, and any project that you've built, other than the one that was a previous winner in this competition, may be entered. Judging will take place at the RSGB convention in October. Full details, tinyurl.com/GB2RS-0924C for Charlie. The IARU Region 1 conference concluded on Thursday with the final plenary adopting a wide range of recommendations for current and future amateur radio, from HF to microwaves. Having made a substantial number of proposals, the RSGB was pleased to see many of these being adopted in some form in the final plenary. Note that those changes affecting band plans will be discussed in the forthcoming RSGB Spectrum Forum meeting prior to the update of the RSGB band plans in early 2018. The RSGB Legacy Subcommittee makes recommendations to the RSGB Board on requests for funding from the £180,000 Legacy Fund. The Board wishes to appoint a new chairman of the Legacy Subcommittee and also a further subcommittee member. Information about the fund is on the RSGB website, and further details of these appointments are available from the General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB, via email to gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Following the recent ARIS Europe board elections, four candidates were elected unopposed for a term of 2 years. Oliver, DG6BCE, is chairman. Emanuele, I0ELE, is technical director. Bertus, P1KEH, and Jean-Pierre, F6DZP, are councillors. They take office on the 1st of October. At the IARU Region 1 conference, in recognition for their outstanding and ongoing contributions, Graham Sherville, G3VZV, Lisa or Liza Leenders, PA2LS, and Greg Mossop, G0DUB, have been awarded the IARU Region 1 Medal for their work on satellite coordination, youth and emergency communications, respectively. Doug Fraser has decided to stand down as DRM 21 in Region 2. We'd like to thank him for his service and to his fellow amateurs. There's now a vacancy in the area for an RSGB member to take the role of Deputy Regional Manager. If anyone's interested in applying for the role of DRM 21 Highlands, please contact Andy Burns, MM0CXA, via email to rm2@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB EMC committee has been investigating VDSL broadcast interference on the HF amateur bands for 3 years now. To increase the amount of evidence available, the RSGB EMC committee has set up a survey at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0309A for alpha to collect current signal levels at the frequencies of VDSL band transitions. The survey closes on the 30th of September, and everyone is invited to contribute their findings, whether or not they believe they suffer from VDSL interference. Now for details of rallies and event for the coming week, the Pencoed ARC Tabletop Sale is today, the 24th, at Pencoed Rugby Football Club. The Verlands, Felindra Road, Pencoed, Charlie Fox 35-5PB. Doors open 10 a.m. for the public, entry £2, refreshment, hot food included, will be available. Details from Madeline Roberts, 01639-767056. The National Hamfest takes place this week on Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th of September at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground, Lincoln Roan, Winthorpe, Newark, Nottinghamshire, NG24 2NY. The venue has extensive free car parking and disabled facilities. There will be a trade stand, bring and buy, car boot area, flea market, special interest groups and huge RSGB bookstall. There will also be representatives from the RSGB services and members. Morse proficiency test will be available. The venue has catering outlets and a seating area. See www.nationalhamfest.org.uk for more details. The Hack Green Hangar Sale is on the 1st of October at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, French Lane, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. Doors open at 10 o'clock in the morning. Sales include amateur gear, electronic equipment, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Refreshments available on site. More from Lucy Siebert on 01270 623 353 or by email to lucy@hackgreen.co.uk. Finally, we understand that the Dambusters Hamfest that takes place in early May has changed its name and will henceforth be known as the Thorpe Camp Hamfest. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, HAL JR4OZR will be active as Alpha 35 Whiskey from Tonga Tapu, IOTA reference OC049, Tonga until the 26th of September. He'll be operating Ritty and FT8, and will participate in the CQ Worldwide DX Ritty Contest, QSL, via JJ2VLY and Logbook of the World or Log Search on Club Log. J3KIO as T88XA and J3JND as T88ON will be active from Koror, which is OC009 in Palau, until the 28th of September, QSL via Home Calls Director Bureau, JR1FKR as V63FKR and JH1MLO as V63MLO will be active from Pohnpei, which is ONO10 in Micronesia, between the 27th of September and the 2nd of October. They'll be operating SSB and Ritty QSL Home Calls Director Bureau. They do not use Logbook of the World. AT7M is the call sign of the IOTD expedition to St. Mary Island, AS096. A large team will operate on all modes with a multi-transceiver station from the 30th of September to the 1st of October, QSLVU3NPI. Now for special event, new stations for Railway on the Air will be active this weekend, including Coventry ARS from the Coventry Model Railway Club with GB6CMR. Loughton and Epping Forest ARS will be activating GB2RGM at the Royal Gunpowder Mill at Waltham, although public access is not permitted on the site. Riviera ARC will operate GB4BCR from Babbacombe Cliff Railway. Enigma Reloaded takes place the 22nd to the 30th of September. The main goal is to promote as much amateur radio activity as possible all over the world, celebrating the history of the Enigma cipher machine and its crucial role in the outcome of World War II. From the 22nd to the 29th, Italians and other registered as activator stations will ensure the activation of their radio stations in order to allow the participants to get their scores for the Enigma Award contest. More online, tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0924e4epsilon. Now for contest news, the CQ Worldwide Ritty DX contest sends its 48 hours at 2359 UTC on the 24th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and zone, which is 14 for the UK. Today, the 24th of the UK, a microwave group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Practical wireless 70 megahertz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC today, the 24th. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI counties contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using CW only. The exchange is your four character locator square. On the 30th of September and the 1st of October, the UK EIDX contest takes place between 1200 and 1200 UTC using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. Please note the signal report is optional in this contest. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO, last week saw sunspot numbers decline, but geomagnetic conditions became more settled. This, plus the fact we're heading into autumn, resulted in better HF conditions, with 21 megs open to DX for short periods. The Charlie Sierra 3B Madeira and Forex 4TU Israel beacons on 21.150 were both audible at times, and Jim G3YLA reports working Sugar Zero Sugar, I'm not sure that Sugar Oscar 1WS or Sugar, I think it must be, Sugar Oscar 1WS in Western Sahara on the band. Not to be outdone, the lower bands have also been active with UK operators on the de-expedition to Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon, being worked from the UK on 160, 80, 40 and 30 metres. The better critical frequencies and therefore higher MUFs means 40 metres has also been open to shorter skip at times, perhaps with a minimum of about 500 kilometres. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may increase slowly up to and beyond 100 once again. However, there's a strong possibility that geomagnetic conditions may be unsettled all week due to coronal hole activity and the potential for coronal mass ejections from the active sunspots that are predicted. Currently, VOCAP online suggests that reasonably equipped UK stations have around a 50% chance of working New York on 20 metres CW from around 1800 to 2030 hours. This should improve to about 70% as we head to mid-October with 17 and 15 metres both offering better reliability as well. With the better autumnal HF conditions coming, it's worth playing with the online tools at voacap.com and www.predtest.uk to get a better understanding of the best times to work various parts of the world on HF. Now the VHF and up, it's been a good week for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands with daily propagation over to the Netherlands and Belgium and intra-UK. Sadly, this hasn't been matched by activity, but a few good QSOs were reported by those who were aware. This week sees a welcome return of high pressure nearby to the east of the UK. This will allow stations in the southeast of the country to enjoy slightly enhanced conditions. The position of the high would favour tropopause up the east coast and across the southern North Sea. This will probably be for a brief period of tropo before low pressure from the Atlantic drifts in towards the UK in the second half of the week. The high remains nearby over Scandinavia, with a ridge extending southwest across France into Spain. This may possibly offer some tropo options to the south for stations on the south coast. There is a low-rate meteor shower, the daytime sextantids, on Wednesday, so continue to look before dawn for the best random meteor scatter contacts. The moon is at maximum negative declination and apogee on Wednesday, so losses are at their greatest and moon windows are short. So this is a good week to catch up on antenna maintenance for the autumn. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also until next week.